Welcome to the Simplicity of Happiness, When More is Too Much. This podcast offers tips and techniques for a better life.
And before we begin with another episode about the simplicity of happiness, let me remind you that you can find out all about me and my work if you head over to simplicityofhappiness.com. And now I would say, sit back and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome back, you wonderful people out there. It has been, in fact, a while that you heard my voice in your podcast app, at least. And I can't really tell you why, but for some reason, I was not in the mood anymore to upload another episode of mine. I was struggling a bit with the content that I was going for, and I had no idea where I wanted to be and what I wanted to talk about in about half year time. And while I was contemplating about this and discussing with myself which episode of the ones that I pre-recorded I'm going to publish next, I delayed first for some days, then for some weeks, and then for a month, and then I thought I have to relaunch this in a completely different way. And then I felt quite comfortable with not releasing any new episodes anymore. And now, for about the last 6 or 8 weeks, I feel like I want to talk about things again. And, again, I was discussing with myself whether to just publish the episodes that I have pre-recorded or start a complete new season. So what I'm going to do now is that this episode is meant to be as a little welcome back, and so that you know that I'm podcasting again, that you know that there will be another show. And then I will release the ones that I already recorded. And when I'm through with those, I will start a complete new season, meaning I might change or adapt the style. And the options that we have, that I have, is that I go back to the solo episodes where I'm just giving you my, state of mind, thoughts that I'm thinking about, that I'm writing about, some feedback from coaching insights that I had, or that I'm going with a fixed partner and that I do a bit more of an interview style where I'm discussing topics with somebody, or that I go for more interviews. So if you listen to this, please do me the favor and head over to simplicityofhappiness.com and just, drop me a note in the contact form, or record a short message for me, and I will think about that and adapt my future style to that. Having said this, I'm giving you a bit of an update what happened in the last, 1.5 years. Early 2022, I bought a new boat. I bought a very old boat again, but a new to me boat. It's a 35 feet Halberg Rassi called Santana, and I spent the entire summer last year on that boat around Elba because I had a lot to work. There were a lot of simultaneous coaching projects in companies and private at the same time, so I didn't move very far. And it was a very busy year for myself. I stayed in Elba until about November. And then I had a month in Switzerland. I stayed another 2 weeks on the boat. And then I went to Tanzania, where I was guiding a group of around 10 people to Mount Meru and then Kilimanjaro. And I stayed in Tanzania for 3 months altogether. Figuring out what to do with my lodge/guest house at Kilimanjaro, if I want to keep it, if we want to invest in it. There were a lot of discussions and a lot of decisions to be made with my business partner, especially as we had a difficult year during the pandemic, as not so many people were traveling back then. I ended up keeping the guest house and relying on a couple of people to help me out. And unfortunately, I got really, really screwed up. That resulted in me losing, well, the entire saved money and the entire money for the company, which put me in a difficult situation for this year. So I ended up working a lot again in my coaching business to make up for that loss in Tanzania. All of that kept me so involved that I struggled to focus on what I want to have in half a year, in a year, or in 5 years ahead of me. I was just daily troubleshooting. And most of these things are sorted. A couple of them are on hold. The guest house is on hold. The Kilimanjaro tours for the winter are on hold. I stayed the entire year on Sant'Anna, sailing quite a bit in the summer. I went to Corsica, Liguria, Nice, all the Côte d'Azur, and now I'm in a wonderful port here in Bandol, in southern France, near Marseille in Provence. And I'm going to stay here for another month or two. And then I will head back to Elba because my old boat is still on land there. And I have to make a decision whether to scrape it or sell it or just basically, well, I'm not selling it. If I give it away for free because it's an old wooden boat and it's affected by some boat worms that are chewing up the wood in the underwater line, so that's not fortunate. It's possible to repair it, as it is always with these old wooden boats, but somebody would need to put the work in, and therefore I would give it away for free. And then I'll continue sailing, probably south towards Sicily, which is also Italy. And in Sicily, I'll make a decision whether I stop at Malta or whether I go west from there. The plan is that I'll slowly make it west throughout the entire year, 2024. And then at the end of the year, I would like to cross to the Caribbean. And you might hear from me again every 2 weeks if you want to. That's the short update. If you want to know anything more in detail, visit my Patreon channel, which is patreon.com/flojo, which is FLOHJOE. Which is also the social media handle where you can find me all over social media, just at Flojo. And there I'm going to write more about my travel journeys, as I will go back to focus on personal development, coaching, thrive for happiness, and the enjoyment of simplicity here on this show. Having said this, take care, my friend, and I'll talk to you next time.